Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you be this wonderful day in March 2016? Can you believe it's March already? Wow. It's amazing, isn't it? It's kind of like it is, but it's already over. And what else and how fast time is flying. It really is. It's amazing. This is your host, Jimena Velasquez. So, what about these energies that we have been getting? How are you guys doing with them? I didn't pay attention to them much until people started talking to me this weekend about how they've been feeling tired. And all they want to do is fall asleep. And I was wondering, when more than two people mention the same thing to you, mention the same thing to me, I start wondering, what's going on? And then I tune into it. And then other people have been telling me they've been feeling very overwhelmed with what's going on in their lives, in their relationships, their finances, their jobs. And that's the one word I really do not ever use, is overwhelmed. Because you ask for the floods of the universe to come to you. You visualize whatever it is you want to create. You go to sleep, falling asleep, visualizing that and playing this script in your mind. And then things start moving, right? You start creating. The first time you have a thought about something that you want to do, you want to create, is when you start the creation process. But then when I hear people saying, I'm overwhelmed with what's coming to me, I'm overwhelmed. I don't like that word because as soon as you start saying, I'm overwhelmed or I cannot handle it, you start turning off the faucet that the universe is giving you. Then the universe says, oops, let's not send anymore because this person has enough on their plate. No, you have plenty of opportunities. You have plenty of time. You have plenty of everything to handle everything that's coming your way. You are not overwhelmed. And if you have to, you can always get assistance. You can ask for help from others. There's nothing wrong with asking for help. But when you tell the universe, I'm overwhelmed, I cannot handle what I'm getting, the universe says, okay, turn off the faucet, and it goes on to help somebody else. But no, remember how much of an effort it was to turn those faucets on. You had to start from scratch, and you don't want to go back to the beginning. You have to do it again, over and over and over again, to get to that cranking again. So overwhelm, please, please, please remove that from your vocabulary. But if you are feeling that way, don't say it. What you have a way to avoid that is to add negative ions in your environment, in the air that you breathe. And you do that by having salt lamps, if you have those. That is a good way to do it. Have salt lamps. Get crystals around you. So the crystals, when they're charged, and you charge them by putting them in the sun or putting them in the to be charged by the moon. And then also you rocks of salt. You can also use that, bowls of rocks of salt if you have to. Bathe yourself in Epsom salt. Have a bath and just add Epsom salt to it. Go to the ocean. The negative ions from this salt water are all over the place in the ocean. And just being, you don't have to get in the water. Just being in that air, you will relieve you from the overwhelming feeling. And another thing also, that if you don't have any of the above, you can always get charcoal. I didn't pay much attention to this, but a lot of bamboo charcoal bags do pretty much, because I have two dogs, and I don't like the house to smell like a dog lives here. So I have like 3, 4, 5 bags of charcoal in a room usually three or four. And in the room where they spend the most time, I have more. But I move those charcoal bags all over the place. And the charcoal bags, as they are absorbing the odors in the environment, they are also releasing negative ions, which is why I did not feel the overwhelm. I did not feel the tiredness. And I was like, why is it that I don't? Because I'm really sensitive to energy and I'm able to see what's going on. And this past weekend, it has been a roller coaster. But the negative ions given off by the bamboo charcoal bags that I have in my house to clean my air, it's releasing that. And I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't pay attention to it. So please pay attention to what's going on in your body. All people have also been feeling headaches in the front of their head, in the back of their head. It will go back and forth. Just remember, it's all about the energy. If you have to get a medical checkup, please do so. But if they find nothing, don't think there's anything wrong with you. Give your body some time and let your body adjust to the new energies coming in. We have a juicy of energies coming in right now. As you know, we have the new super moon that's coming in, and we also have a solar eclipse. It's going to be a full solar eclipse, and the moon is going into Pisces and some other stuff. But what's happening is that we have created these energies that are coming in. Nobody else but us, because we have decided that we want a change overall. Things are never going to be the same what used to be. The new norm is change. If anything that you need to expect is that things will always be new to us, not new as in a different color or anything like that. No, but like expect completely different altogether. Okay, and just don't try to oppose what's going on. Go with the flow. When you try to oppose it, when you try to take a rigid stand, what happens when there's a lot of water coming through and there's something rigid in the middle of it? It gets run over by the water, right? And it gets swept away with the river. But if you allow it, if you let yourself just allow and not take a point of view about it, then the water just flows through you versus pushing you away. So take a deep breath, and if nothing else, just take a deep breath. When you are feeling any kind of, that you're not able to handle something, take a deep breath, and the breath will calm you. The breath will also bring you to the now. And then just pick the priorities for that one day. You don't have to do everything today. There is nothing that says you have to. Take a look at your priorities. Ask, what is my priority today? And then as soon as you ask, the energy will help you, because that's what you call the energies for, to help you. So ask, what is my priority today? You know, you have 10 things to do, and you ask, what are my priorities today? And then where your eyes fall, it's what your priorities are. Like, and I tell this to a lot of people. I said, you know, listen to your body. If you go to a restaurant, the first thing that your eye sees in the menu is what your body wants to eat, what your body wants to drink. And people are skeptical about it. So this past weekend, I went out to a restaurant, and I didn't know to select something, so I just opened my eyes, and the first thing that my body, I ordered, and it was the most delicious thing ever. The same thing comes to work. Ask your body, ask your being, what are my priorities today? What will create the most if I handle it today? And then you go through that. But then, as you do that, as you come to the present, take a deep breath, come to the present. Be surrounded by your crystals. Have a negative ions in your environment to lessen the pressure, to lessen what you're feeling, and just come to the now, be present. And that will help you get grounded. That will help you be in the now. And that way you can go ahead and create what you need to create. Now, when the eclipse comes, it's going to be a window or a doorway to creating new possibilities for you for the next 2 weeks. At the beginning of the year, at the end of the year, we were working on visualization to create what you want to have in your life. Now is the time to do it, and to do it every day, and to have as much clarity as possible. The windows are open for you. So, my friends, how are you going to take advantage of this? Are you willing to be the new being you truly desire to be? Are you willing to create the lifestyle you choose and you've been wanting to? Are you ready for the new you? Everything is going to be new, whether you choose it or not. Would you like it to be new without you choosing it, or would you like it to be new with your choosing? Whichever way you choose, whichever way you go, it's still going to be new, because the energies are here to sweep everything that's no longer of benefit. This past weekend, we were in a purging, in a humongous purging state. Whatever that's no longer beneficial to you, it was leaving. It cannot be in this energy, in the energy that's coming in. So it had to go. You had to let go, and some people were holding on very, very, very tight to that. That's why their bodies are hurting. That's why they're feeling very tired. But it's okay. You can let it go. You can just be there and let the energies wash you, wash around you, wash through you, and you just be. Take a deep breath and exhale. So, what would you like to create? Write a script of what you would like your life to be like, and visualize yourself getting that job, getting that letter of approval for that mortgage that you're looking for, that acceptance letter to the college that you want to go to, that acceptance letter for approval for getting the house that you're looking for, whatever it is that you want to do. Now is your time. The next 2 weeks are the windows of opportunity. What will you create? Make sure that you guys play and you play big. No more small. No more playing small here. So with that said, let's go ahead and take a deep breath. And exhale. Take a deep breath. And exhale. Imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and wide. Please do not drive and operate heavy machinery while listening to this. The energies are being recorded. You can always come back and listen. Pull energy from the earth. Allow it to come through your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. So we're going to ask Creator for energies to assist us to have peace with these changes, as well as to show us the way to play big and release all doubts that we might have. Keep pulling energy from the earth, out your crown. Go ahead and drop your barriers. Drop your barriers. There you go. and allow the energies to come and do it clear, sweep of anything and everything that's holding you back. Think about all those chances, all those times that you let opportunities go for fear of the unknown. Now is the time to allow the energies to release all fears. The fear is just the means one to keep you playing small. Now is the time to release it. And also release all doubt. Because you can do anything you desire. You can do anything you set a target to. You are a magnificent creator. Drop your barriers. Don't be shy. It's time to let the real you out. Let yourself come out and play. And everywhere you've been hiding behind anybody else, it's now your time to come out. It's now the time for you to be seen. Allow yourself the luxury of releasing all these energies that are no longer a contribution to you. You call these new energies coming in. You ask for a change. They are here. They are here to serve the masters. Open yourself up to receive them. Scan the energies of your lineage. Parents, grandparents, great grandparents, your siblings, and future generations. Let's go ahead also extend the energies to your past lifetimes and future lives. For those of you who have been having some quote, weird, quote, dream. What would it take for you to find out what the meaning behind those dreams are? What would it take for your body to have ease with these changes? For you to be a screen door, a supporter, or as the energy flows through you, just being allowing of what's coming. Don't get in the way, just allow it. Go ahead and unplug your conscious and subconscious from the collective and plug you into joy, unconditional love. Remember, money follows joy. There you go. Allow the energies to cut any ties that you might have to anything that's holding you back in this lifetime, other lifetimes, this dimension, other dimension. Go ahead and ground the energy. Ground, ground, ground. two energies from the earth. Have your root, have your leg, have your torso, and not your crown. Just ground, ground. And full energy up through your torso and out your crown. Good job. When you're ready, rub your hands together, rub your face, and open your eyes. Good job, you guys. Good job. If in the next 2 weeks you start getting any anxiety, any overwhelming, listen to this again. And I'll ask for the energy to release you from the feelings of overwhelm and anxiety. The energies are here to assist you. They're not here to hurt you. Also, don't forget your visualization. Determine what it is that you want. Create a script. What you see, what you smell, what you touch, what you taste, who you see, what conversations you have with them, what conversations you have on the phone. Just go into the script and act it out from the point of view of you being there in person in your visualization as you fall asleep. And write to me. Well, the stories we've been getting has been amazing. People have been creating. It's amazing. You don't really even have to be good at it, per se. You know, all you have to do is just imagine it. Just run it through your head. Or just at the end of the night, say, oh my gosh, how wonderful is this? Something amazing is happening in my life. If you have a lot of things going on. So allow yourself the luxury of allowing the energies to work for you, allowing the energies to create in you, creating a new reality. What would you like to create? What would you like your lifestyle to be? What kind of friends would you like to have? What kind of job would you like to have? Where would you like to go on vacation? How would you like your retirement to be? How would you like your relationships to be? And just start imagining visualization, and you will create all this. And what else is possible, right? So, my friends, explore the possibilities. Possibilities are endless. The moment you start thinking of something to create is the time you birth a creation. If by chance you start thinking of something that is not the contribution to you, just to cancel. And that's kind of like using an eraser on the board. And then you start over from scratch. A lot of times we think, you know, business is not going to sell, or business is not going to do well, or clients are not going to come. Just cancel. And then go, I am a client magnet. I am a sales magnet. Remember? Everything that follows after I am, it's a command. It's a code to your body, to your being, of what it is that you're looking for. I am a client magnet. I am in a good relationship. I am in a loving relationship. And then imagine yourself walking with your enjoyable other and having romantic dinners and having gentle discussions about your futures and having that ring on your finger, having, you know, growing old. Imagine all that. I am in a loving relationship. have healthy kids and imagine your kids growing up healthy. But it's all in you. You are the creator of your reality. The possibilities are endless. It's been my pleasure and my honor to be here with you this evening, my friend. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Until next Monday, have a great week. And please, ask your body to have ease with the changes that are going on. And enjoy the show tomorrow. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.